So what are some specific agile design techniques? Well, agile teams strive to find the most realistic users in their development process. Typically, the client is not a real user. The client is important to have an involvement in the process, but these need to be absolutely real users. Exactly the personas that we create in our development process. It also seeks to create very, very lightweight wireframes. No interactivity, just a confident commitment to placement in the software or design. Agile teams don't invest in throwaways. Once we throw away anything, it's gone. We do not come back to that area. It was thrown away for a reason. Let's say there's an element on a web page that someone questions. The team gets together and decides whether to keep that element. If that element is removed, it does not come back. Once something is working, it is then refactored and perfected. Versions are released early and very often in the process. The term beta does not get removed until it's absolutely perfect. Acceptance tests are used to document expectations. Acceptance tests are what the user would accept. Once that user accepts something, then we document what the user expects to see on the next run. That provides us with a goal or a benchmark for every single user test. This technique, and this lesson has an accompanying video that covers this inside Blackboard, but this technique is a proven successful technique, at least as far as satisfying users.